dedicated to trots racing. On Winners, welcome to Gate Speed.
22 to 12 on this Tuesday, and as we do every Tuesday, let's talk trots on Gate Speed. And joining us, Blake Redden and Jason Bonington. How are you feeling, guys?
Oh, I think we're always good, Nuds, particularly after the Victoria Cup. What a weekend it was. We're going to talk about it all in the next couple of minutes, but it was great racing, Bon, wasn't it? And excited to go through today's rundown.
Yeah, phenomenal racing on Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Melton. And that first point we're going to get to, it's a bit of an awkward one for us, Baker, because you're the big Lenny the Shark man, and I've sort of hopped onto the bandwagon more recently. So we better get to these 5 points now, so we can overcome the awkwardness as quickly as possible.
Well, let's get to it. I'm intrigued now. Let's talk about the awkwardness.
Awkward.
I don't either, but anyway, well, obviously Jason's got a different take. Look, Lenny is now lauded as one of the modern era greats following his Victoria Cup win.
Well, the only reason I say this, Baker, is because you were obviously what you aim to do with horses as a form analyst or as a fan or as a lover of racing altogether. You try and latch onto a horse, a good horse, as early as you possibly can. Like if you find one as a 2-year-old and they end up being a great horse, or at the start of their journey when they're still going through the grades and you say this one's going to be a star, then you follow their journey all the way through. You didn't quite, I don't think you got on at the start of the journey, but certainly before Lenny the Shark achieved everything that he has, including...
He had already won a Derby, hadn't he?
He'd already won a Derby. Yeah, I'm not lauding you. We're lauding Lenny here, but I am saying you were there saying he will be a genuinely great horse, and at the time I think he might have got beaten by Major Crocker in one of the lead-up races, maybe even a Smoking Up Sprint.
No, I think it was just a Sokiol or something anyway.
So that was before he went to Perth the first time, and I thought, look, there's big talk about this horse, but he hasn't achieved a hell of a lot yet. I think the cart's gone before the horse here with Lenny the Shark a little bit. He since has made a little bit of a fool of me, of course, but now for quite some time I've been on the bandwagon, and I did put out a tweet, maybe in a little bit of haste, but I'm sticking with it strongly, that I think that his achievements now, his body of work, his curriculum vitae, so to speak, makes him the second best pacer in the post-2000 era behind Blacks of Fake. Now, I don't think you'd find too many people that would challenge Blacks of Fake as the doyen, the big dog, the four-time Inter-Dominion champion. But are you with me? We sort of spoke about this a little bit on the review yesterday. Lenny the Shark in the peloton there with Smoking Up. I'm the Mighty Quinn. We know he's got a lot of ardent fans. And I reckon even across the ditch, people would say tear it all up because he won 3 New Zealand Cups. But are you sort of with me, or I don't want to steal your thunder. Are we on the same wavelength here, or are you saying that maybe one more trip to Perth, that makes it more clear?
Oh, I think that would absolutely be the icing on the cake. But at this stage, I'd suggest, given what he has done, he does deserve to sit second. As good a horse as the others have been, Smoking Up, I'm the Mighty Quinn and co. They have been really good horses. But, I just think the way he's done it as well and what he's done, come back, he's never been an overly tractable horse, but he just knows where the post is. So, he got the job done again on the weekend. Not too many people were expecting him to get beaten. He didn't, which I suppose is another tick to be able to get the job done when you're expected to. And, I think he sits right there just below Blacks of Fake.
I'll tell you the one thing that people do forget, if you added in, say he just gets the better of Have Faith in Me, he knocked him over in that fastest ever Australasian mile at Menangle for the Miracle Mile, that means he's got 2 Miracle Mile titles and the fastest time in history. So it's a game of inches, isn't it? Because I don't think too many people would be disagreeing that he's clearly second with a chance to elevate himself above that, even if that had happened. But you're dead right, he was expected to win on Saturday night and he got the job done.
He did. Hey, look, time keeps ticking with Maori Threepeat.
Yeah, time flies. Tempest Fugit, Maori time we're talking about here, winning her third successive Bill Collins Mile. Now, this is the number one short course square gating race in Australia. Huge effort, particularly when you consider the fact that Maori time, early doors as a 2- and 3-year-old, she came up in the same generation as Spider Girl. Spider Girl was it in a bid. Maori time was just considered a nice horse. And then she's been with Brent Lilly, of course, and Keystone Dell's been the champion horse, Baker. So she's lived in other horses' shadows, and she sort of snuck through and developed this extraordinary resume, which now includes being the first trotting mare ever to win a Group 1 race 3 years in succession, which is quite unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, and it's quite funny because at different times she's probably looked at the end of her tether. I think probably Great Southern Star time last season, I thought maybe that could be it, maybe she'd be off to the breeding barn, but she came back this preparation and she's been enormous. She's been so fantastic. So really, I guess, great of the owner, Fred Cruz, to race her on as an 8-year-old when they could be breeding with her. And She couldn't be doing any more. She's now proving that she's not just a one-trick pony. She doesn't just have to lead and dictate. She came from the back of the field, and she was very tough on the weekend. So she's as good as any trotter in Victoria right now, and there's no reason to suggest she won't keep it up.
She's a monster. You go out there like I do for the on-track interviews, and you get pretty up close and personal with a fair few horses. Have you been near? I know you're not really into this kind of thing, but have you been near? A bigger standard bred. She's a monster.
I can't specifically recall thinking you're a monster as I was standing next to her. No.
I have. Mm. I'm scared. Yeah, no, but wonderful win anyway, Nards. And 3 years in a row, three seasons in a row, outstanding performance.
And what about Ride Ready for four-year-old features?
Let It Ride, of course, Baker. It was a C2 to C3 final. You need to be a little bit careful. That was the race he won, and his major rival in that race, Nitro Nikki, was scratched during the week. But there's something about this horse. He won by 22.6 metres, and there's something about this horse that makes you feel that the lofty targets that Tim Butt has in mind for him, which includes the Chariots of Fire, might be within reach.
I'm quite interested to know whether he'll go to Perth, whether Myfield Marshall will go to Perth still after the weekend.
He'll go through the mine, won't it, now?
Yeah, well... in terms of will he still go or will
I think to be fair, at very best, it's probably before the weekend and it was a 50-50 proposition. I think now that they'll start to think about or have a look at those 3-year-olds now, 4-year-olds in Perth and say, can we actually make this a worthwhile trip to go over with Myfield Marshall, particularly when you see a huge attrition rate in terms of the horses that paid up for the Inter-Dominion. I think we're down to only 40 or 44 runners in the Inter-Dominion as a whole. So you're starting to think to yourself, well, maybe if we can pinch a heat of the Inter-Dominion with Myfield Marshall and Let It Ride can just sweep those big four-year-old races, it might be worth a trip.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess, he is ready now, I would say, to take on those better horses in Perth. But whether they do want to save him and sort of wait for, say, Chariots of Fire and the four-year-old race in Victoria over the Carnival, and maybe they will. But look, based on what he's done so far, I know he hasn't beaten a lot here in Victoria, but just that opinion that Tim Butt has of him, I'm happy to back him in and say he's going to be one of the top flight four-year-olds.
A Douglas team take a Vic Cub night double.
They sure did, and one of them was most surprising and most painful for me personally, Baker, with Bernie Winkle, who has improved just stratospherically in recent weeks, it has to be said, and quite amazing that he probably defeated the most improved horse in Victoria over the last 12 months, Major Dan, who I thought once had found the front, I turned away and made myself a cup of tea and thought,
pretty happy with yourself,
everything's sweet here, pats on backs and line up, and then Bernie Winkle just coming to the turn, you thought, it's swinging here, this horse, and this is how it, like, we know Bernie Winkle likes an economical trip, peg line's perfect, yes. But I thought, sub 55 second final half, are you good enough in this race, which was a Vic Cup consolation, really?
Yep.
Are you good enough to run Major Dan down here and win this race? And he certainly did it. He's drawn very awkwardly. It looks like he's going to draw very awkwardly, I think, for the Swan Hill Cup on Saturday night. But, look, he's a very good horse, it would seem now, Bernie Winkle, and another win for the team also on the same night with Nicky's Idol, who's another horse I've had a huge opinion of for a long period of time. I didn't think he was capable of doing that, though. He really made a sustained long run, and where often he's made sustained long runs and said, I'm happy enough to finish second or third, he kept coming and was too good on Saturday night.
And also part of a bigger picture that the entire team really is racing well, aren't they? So there's no doubt if you're going to follow a team in Victoria, Glenn Douglas is one that you can follow with confidence over the next couple of weeks, because as we've seen, Bernie Winkle, I think that was the second time he's won at Big Odds in a couple of weeks, and all the horses are racing well, so take that on board.
Okay, and a social set scene for bigger things.
Yeah, that was that's as real social we're discussing. Shane Tritton brought a team of three to Victoria last weekend. AFL was comfortably beaten, had to endure a tough run. Yaya Thotspot, I think, has been flat out disappointing, to be honest, with gun runs in both the Smoking Up Sprint and the Victoria Cup, despite finishing fourth in both races. But this horse, Real Social, has come out of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
He didn't start favourite for a Metropolitan Maiden on Smoking Up Sprint night. He came three wide and just was arrogant the way he won that night, and then went to a whole new level on the weekend, Baker. 51.9, so 151.9 mile rate. You don't often go sub 152. What would be your if you got your little calculator out, your Melton Menangle calculator?
Oh, yeah.
What does 151.9 equal at Menangle?
Ah,
50 flat almost?
Yeah, 149.8, 149.9.
So that's how good he's gone, and he's and not on the pegs.
149.9, sorry, 149.9.
So that's not on the pegs. That's coming sweeping around, bullying his way to the front. You're almost thinking to yourself, even though he and Moonrock were clearly the class runners in that race, you're thinking, they've done too much work. Surely something from the back that's done nothing is going to come after these. He just kept going, and he looks like a really nice horse. They've got a huge decision to make. We spoke about this yesterday. Over $50,000 you've got to pay for a late nomination.
It's too much. Just to the just quietly. Why is it $50,000? I mean, I can understand a fee, but...
Well, I think it's a stiff hand saying, look, nominate early. Make sure you're in the first mix. And if you're not, you're cast, basically.
Yeah. They cannot pay $50,000 to put him into an Inter-Dominion.
Yeah, well, I suppose they've got to make...
it will not happen.
I don't have $50,000 hanging around myself, so I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know whether they have with this horse, but I will say that he's going extraordinarily well. And again, the thing that makes you consider it a little bit more is that attrition rate for the numbers in the Inter-Dominion. But you do have to think, what do I have to do to recoup the money?
Yeah.
Well, you nearly need to run placed in the final.
But particularly when you take him to the hot spot and he can go win a Metropolitan race over there at the same time, if he goes as a travelling companion, then instead of burning 50, you might make 15 or 20. So
yeah, have you just switched just done a quick switcheroo and said you can't spend the money and now you can? Or
no, I'm saying you can take Yaya's Hotspot.
Okay.
He's nominated.
All right.
Also bring Real Social over and try and win a race while you're over there with Real Social.
Oh, so yeah.
Instead of spending the 50 on him, you maybe make 15 or 20.
Yeah, well, that decision has to be made. Obviously, you wouldn't make it in the heat of the moment on Saturday night, Nance. But I'll tell you what, from its two starts in Victoria and the way he's improving so rapidly, you'd suggest it'll be somewhere on the radar.
Well, let's talk a little bit to the man of the moment in David Aitken. Of course, he's got a great chance in the Swan Hill Cup on Saturday, but he also put the polish on the champ Lenny the Sharp to take out the Group 1 Victoria Cup over the weekend. David, congratulations, and to be associated with a horse like this, it's a bit of a dream come true.
Yeah, it's amazing, Nadia. Said before, he's a once-in-a-lifetime horse and, just getting a great ride with him and, it's going to be... Hope one day it's going to be finished. Maybe that'll be a sad day, but we're enjoying it at the moment.
Well, Aiki, that's the thing. I think some people have thought it's going to be finished time and time again before he comes back and resumes his preparations. And once again, in the smoking up sprint, there seemed to be that swirling feel around the industry. Okay, drawn wide... short course trip. He's had his issues. Probably one or two runs in the previous preparation they felt wasn't the real Lenny the Shark. Is this going to be the preparation where we're going to see him not bounce back to his best? And based on his two runs in the Smoking Up Sprint and Victoria Cup, he's going at least as well or better than ever. So he's an extraordinary horse, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just amazing. You know, and just the same. You know, a few of those runs, when you really analyse it, they were pretty good runs when. He had a couple of defeats last year later on in the season. I thought his run in Queensland, his last run, was nearly the run of the race. So, I've never lost faith in him, and he's just such a good horse. And, if you can sort of get him there, fit and healthy, he very rarely lets you down.
He does have his quirks, David, and we know he had the foot abscess in Perth last year, but what is he like to manage? Does he have soundness issues at all? Is he pretty sound right now? How have you managed him over the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, we had that problem. John had the problem with him before I got him, and then we had a problem with his tendon as a four-year-old. That's it. He only had the six starts. But then after that, when we did the rehab with him, we worked out a program with... I bet Simon Robinson and Peter Clark, who does his water walking, and we've just stuck to that. And his legs look as good as his tendons are fantastic. So touch wood, they stay that way. He's up at the water walker now. Peter will do a recovery with him this week till Friday. He comes back Friday. But everything's, we've got a program now with him we're really happy with. And as I said, if I can present him sound... and healthy, he just goes so good.
By the way, I couldn't agree with you more, Aki, about the run on the Blacks are fake in Queensland. I might be going too far to say near career best, but 55 and change in the middle half on that race, and he was just so brave on that occasion in his comeback, as we mentioned, in incredible form. I read an article penned for New Zealand by Adam Hamilton last week, I think, talking about the unfinished business that you've got in Perth. You've already got the one Inter-Dominion over there, but having been around the game for so many years, the Inter-Dominion still is the pinnacle for you, isn't it? And to know that he's going so well heading into that last Inter-Dominion over in Perth, it must be very exciting.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to get over there. He's, as I said, he's really where we want him. And it is the pinnacle. It's our Melbourne Cup, and it's so hard to win it. And we're lucky, we're fortunate that we've got one. But I think we've got the right horse to get another one, I think.
All right, David, we better speak this week with the Swan Hill Cup and Usain Colt. He comes over with a pretty big reputation, I guess, in New Zealand. Tell us a little bit about what you've learnt about him recently.
Well, he's a laid-back little guy, and he's not very big, and we like him. He's done everything we've asked of him, and, we'll learn more this weekend. He'll definitely improve with his outing this week. But his work at home's been good, and, then he'll go around the Maryborough Cup the following week. But I actually haven't seen the field yet for the Swan Hill Cup, but, we're happy with him. We bought him to run around in the Country Cup, so... I hope he's going to be the right horse, and we've got Gavin driving him, so it should be all good.
So, Aiki, you've got Lenny the Shark. He's in exalted territory, and we might touch on Hector JJ before we let you go a little bit later. But on that next tier, those very nice horses, well, we saw one really step up to the mark in a Metropolitan Maiden in the opening race on Victoria Cup night. I tipped He Can Fly on top. I was not expecting him to do what he did. Is he a horse, since he's come to the stable, that you've thought he was a very nice horse, or has he really just improved more than you're expecting?
He's really come ahead. He came over from New Zealand. Mark had him early. Mark Purden had him, and he came to Menangle here. He just wasn't suited to the environment at Menangle with Jared, and they suggested him. I think they recommended him to come to our place and get trained out of the farm. And since he's been on the farm, he's settled down a lot, and we didn't sort of get much of a gauge going through the classes, because Josh got his claim back at the start of the season, and we were using that to our advantage. And then when we stepped up to the Metro company on Saturday night, you realise you've got a fairly serious horse. I just hope he's not one dimensional, where he's won a lot of his races in front, but at the moment he's racing really well.
Given that progression, David, it may be hard to compare, but a horse that I've got a big opinion of as well is Audie Hare. Can you compare them in terms of where they're both at and which one may have the more upside?
Audie Hare is, before he raced at Bendigo first start, I came, he's got exceptional speed. To drive him, he feels like a really good horse. I was more than impressed with him, and Josh does a lot of the work with him, and I was the last one to work him before he won his first start. And I came back and I said to Josh, he felt like a very good horse. So he's on an easy mark. So I would just hopefully he just progresses. Sometimes they go through their classes a little bit like He Can Fly. Until they go to the Metro front, you don't know how they're going to go. But it gives an indication that he's going to be a very fast horse.
Is there one we're missing out on here? I mean, there's a very good team, as per usual, that you're assembling, and a lot of those nice horses going through their grades. We've spoken about Audie Hare and He Can Fly, who was so good on Saturday night. Is there another one that we're not talking about that's exciting you a little bit at home, Makey?
Not really. Not really. I'm with my babies this year, so
yeah.
But they're a long way off, and as we saw last year, the babies now are running exceptional times, so until they go to the track, but I'm pretty happy with the crop of babies that I've got here. Yeah.
And just a quick one before we let you go, David. Hector JJ, obviously he's still out. What's sort of the rehab for him, and when are we expecting to see him back at the track?
Yeah, he's in rehab. He's at Seymour doing his rehab, and Colin and Timo went and looked at him on Saturday and came back and said he looked fantastic, and they're all happy with his legs. But we won't know until he gets his first scan since he's had his procedure. So, but the way he looked the other day, they were very excited about how he looked. So it's all good.
Well, we've got our fingers and toes crossed. We see Hector JJ back at some stage. But terrific win from Lenny the Shark on the weekend, Aiki. And fingers crossed we get to see him go over to Perth again and win another Into Dominion. And I guess further proof for anybody who doesn't realise how great he is now, just how great he is. You've mentioned he's a once-in-a-lifetime horse. He's very special. And big congratulations for the weekend, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Thank you.
There he is, David Aiken, with the champ, Lenny the Shark. Guys, we've pretty much run out of time, but what a wonderful weekend we've just had. And it doesn't stop there as we continue on into the big season in trot racing.
Yeah, Country Cups, of course, as we've mentioned a couple of times, kicks off on the weekend. Swan Hill's always a great way to start it. I'm still going to keep on this path of trying to make the Swan Hill a Mildura-like carnival baker. We'll just see what we can do. Some would say I just want a week away, but the truth is it's just such a great opportunity. It's a terrific cup, and then it just goes bang, 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 as we know, Maryborough and plenty of other Country Cups coming up. So we're going into a different part of the season now, Nards, but it's very exciting nonetheless.
Look forward to it. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Nards.
Jason Bonington, Blake Redden with this week's edition of Gate Speed. It's approaching noon. We'll take a break.